Holy Week is a time when Christians reflect on the death and resurrection of Christ. The events of Easter Week come to life on the streets of the old city of Jerusalem. We'll walk that path on this edition of the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
It's called the Way of the Cross. It's the path that Jesus took from condemnation to the cross, a journey remembered on Good Friday.
The Way of the Cross today, as we walk in this, is a very traditional way, consisting out of the 14 stations of the cross, from which station number one is located in a Muslim school.
As Anna Yark explains, the first station where Jesus was condemned to death is today a Muslim school. For those who have made this walk, it can be a jumble of sights and emotions.
The rest of the stations is located along the way through the Muslim quarter, which is also kind of disturbing for some of the Christians, that you have all kind of commerce going on at the same time while you're trying to pray and to really walk in the footsteps of Christ.
The old city is divided into quarters, and today many of those stations on the route happen to be in the Muslim quarter. The final six stations, though, are all on the grounds of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Together with the Tomb of Christ, Golgotha, Calvary, which is also part of the church today, which is also for some of the Christians, when you read the scriptures, and he walked up to Golgotha, they all picture like this tall hill, this big hill you're walking up to. As a matter of fact, it isn't a big hill, it's part of a rock, which is part of a big quarry, which sits today beneath three major churches.
This is a special and holy place, but also a potentially crowded place. In fact, a Russian tour group was behind us, and just before entering the site of Jesus' crucifixion, Anna's words to me were, "Hurry up, the Russians are coming." Not what I expected at Calvary, but nonetheless, a moving place. More from the cross and the tomb next time as we travel the countryside in Jerusalem, Israel. I'm Andrew McCray.